This is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of April 29th in News on the Edge. So with News on the Edge, I thought I would talk about new stuff in the Edge, and I think many folks may remember the candy Now and Later, so we'll do a little Now and Later for folks. For eats and drinks, the new that's going on right now is the Crepeway Cafe at the Edge Eatery. So they have the savory crepes, the sweet crepes, and everything else in between. And that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can find those crepes there, and they do salads and many other things. But amazing, amazing new addition to the district. And fresh opening this last weekend, Shiso Crispy, spelled S-H-I-S-O, Shiso Crispy. And that's across from the Edge Eatery. And they're going to have sake very soon, but the food there is amazing. It's definitely a cult following around the Bay Area. And check them out. You can eat in the indoor air conditioning. They've got a front patio, and they have under the trees a little back area patio. And that's right next to Booker Creek there in the Edge District. Over at Papo's Taqueria, if you've not been there yet, definitely check them out. They have several new menu items and fresh menu items, and you get to just really assemble whatever you want, from burritos to tacos to bowls and everything in between. A little bit down from Papo's is one of our favorite places called No Vacancy from the Hunger Thirst Group, and they've got a new day that they're open. So they're open on Tuesdays now, and also a little bit earlier on Fridays. So if you've not checked out No Vacancy, it's an indoor-outdoor location with patio seating, and definitely kind of has that old Florida vibe to it, but with amazing drinks and a really tasty bar menu to go with it. Now we're going to talk about what's new soon. So maybe between now and later is soon. And there's the expansion of Copa. So Copa Lounge is going to double in size, and they're adding the Cafe Copa, which is breakfast, lunch, and cafe service. Bunch of outdoor seating, amazing menu. So definitely check them out. That should be here within the next few weeks. The Cafe Copa opens up. They're near the roundabout. And speaking of the roundabout, Intermezzo, our favorite coffee to craft cocktail location, is going to be expanding and opening up the old independent spot right there on the roundabout. So Intermezzo will have both locations, their current and the new location. The exact branding and menus that'll be available for the drinks coming soon, but definitely keep your eye for the grand opening of that. And last but not least on the news coming soon is First Avenue Liquors is moving from the right side of Zubrick Magic Theater, as you look at Zubrick Magic Theater, to the left side. They're also going to be expanding. It's a little bit bigger space, and they're going to have a tasting bar in the back. So keep your ear out for when they're ready to open. I'll definitely make sure to give news on Radio St. Pete for that. Some of the new stuff that's coming later on, Sparrow Rooftop Restaurant at the Moxie Hotel. So the Moxie Hotel expects to be open in June or July this year, and then the Sparrow Rooftop Bar and Restaurant not long after the hotel portion opens. The new place right next to Sparrow, but down on the ground floor, is Bosphorus, which is a Turkish restaurant in the old Furnish Me Vintage building. Will start its build-out soon. And we hope to have them open by the end of the year, sit-down restaurant. If you want to check out their menus at their other locations, definitely do that. It's got me hungry already looking at that, so that's going to be Bosphorus. Green Bench Brewing, I love all these expansions of our established locations. So Green Bench Brewing is going to be putting in a beer garden on Booker Creek right down the road from their main brewery, and that's going to be behind the Shiso Crispy area there. So keep an ear for that. And last but not least, when it comes to our food and drink, Sweet Greens is opening up next to Enigma. So they've got a regional presence and a big following and a healthy menu. So look forward to that coming to the Edge District later this year. As far as developments, unbelievably, we're adding over 1,000 new units over the next 3 years. So welcoming thousands of new residents to the Edge District and to St. Pete. The Bell Point development, which is between First Avenue North and Baum, that's going to have 256 units. The Central, which was formerly known as Orange Station, the Central is where the old police station used to be, and that's going to have 42 workforce units, a 600-car garage. The bottom 400 parking spaces will be public parking for the district, plus 12 office decks that are going to face onto Central Avenue, and an Autograph by Marriott hotel with about 170 rooms. So really, really exciting development called the Central, coming where the old police station used to be. The Edge Collective 2 should be breaking ground sometime likely over the summer or shortly thereafter. That's going to have over 300 units, residential units for people to move into the district, along with retail, restaurant, and all sorts of exciting things on the ground floor. Last but not least, there's two more towers coming in the Edge District. They'll probably be starting in 2025 to add that balance of units to the district. So welcome all of our new residents that are coming coming very soon. Stay tuned for more. In the meantime, head to the Edge. And if you want to know more about us, that's edgedistrict.org.